Welcome to Shomar Shomar and the Dev, she is sponsored by Nishma Samek Shom Leab Asitzchok. We're holding in Yevomas Daf Samechtes. The Gemara Amud Beis, when it speaks about the Baskoyin Shenises LeYisrael, and the Yisrael died in the day they got married, so she can eat Truma. Why? Says the Gemara, because even if she's pregnant, the first 40 days, we don't care about the pregnancy. Because Adar Boim Mayo Be'al Mohi, the first 40 days, the fetus is only water. It's considered to be like water. As Rashi explains, the Yetziras of Vlad, the creation of the Vlad, or the fetus of his form, takes 40 days. And the first 40 days is not considered to be significant enough, and is not considered to be a baby to be poisel his mother from eating truma. Meaning, the Gemara is telling us that a baby is not considered to be a baby until he is 40 days old. While it's still Yetziras of Vlad, he's not considered to be yet a Vlad. And this Gemara alludes to the Maharal that we mentioned earlier in the Masechta. The Maharal in a few places, firstly in the Guraria and Parshas Ketetze, when the Torah tells you that Malkus is 40 Malkus, Arboim Yekenu. So the Gemara already tells us that Chazal lowered from 40 to 39. Says the Maharal, why? Because Yetziras of Vlad is 40 days. Is Mechadish the Maharal, that the neshama comes in the 40th day. So 39 days takes to create the body, and the 40th days for the neshama. The malchus are coming to punish somebody for what he did with his body. The neshama itself doesn't get any blemish, doesn't get bad. So when you give malchus, as the Maharal, it's kind of like the 39 days of Yetziras, a body, not the 40th day of the neshama. So the entire Yetziras of Vlad is 40. That's what the Torah says Malkus is Arboim. But the actual amount of Malkus that we give is only 39 out of the 40, because once you get to the 40th day, which is connected to the Neshama, there's no need for Malkus. The Neshama is fixed on his own. That's the Yisod of the Maharal. So the Maharal is telling us here, the Neshama comes in on the 40th day. Now we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Aleph, that the Gemara there brings that Antoninus and Rebbe had an argument. When does the Neshama come into the body? Is it Mish'as Pkido or Mish'as Yetziro? Rashi explains that Yetziro means when the body is ready. Nikram kulei bebosor gidim atzomos. You have the full body and then the Neshama goes in. That's called Sh'as Yetziro. Or it's Sh'as Pkido, the moment of conception. And the Gemara brings the Rebbe said in the beginning, Mish'as Yetziro, only after the body is prepared. And Antoninus argued with Rebbe and said, how can the chaticha shel bosor oimed et shloisha yomim beloy melach ve'ena masrachas? How can the body keep alive, not rot, if you don't have a neshama? And Rebbe said to Antoninus, you are right, and he brings a right from a pasuk, uvkudos choshom ruchi. So Rav Yosef Engel, in the Sefer Beis HaOitzer, brings the Maharal that says the neshama comes in the 40th day, and says, I don't understand. Lechur, that's exactly the opinion of Rebbe in the beginning, that he said Mishas Yetzira. But Rebbe changed his mind. He said, like Antoninus, the Neshama comes Mishas Pekida, not Mishas Yetzira. So the race of Engel says, L'chur, this Gemara says the exact opposite, and the Maskana is, the Neshama comes right in the first day. Says the Beis HaOitzer, the way I understand is the opposite. The Neshama comes right away, but the Guf is not finished until the 40th day. And mainly like this, says the Beis HaOitzer. An Adam, how do you define Adam? Adam is a combination of Neshama and Guf. Until the 40th day, you don't have an Adam. According to the Maharal, you don't have an Adam because you have only Guf. And on the 40th day comes the Neshama. According to me, says Rav Yosef Engel, the first 40 days you have only Neshama, but you don't have a full Guf, so it's also not an Adam. And Yumele, says Rav Yosef Engel, it brings our Gemara over here in Yevamos. This is a Maya Be'almo. Korta Yosef Engel means if there's no body over here, it's only a neshama, so it's not a real Adam. You could say according to the Maharal, a similar thing. It's Maya Be'almo, it's only a goof with no real essence, to no neshama to it. It's not a full form. So that's why it's a Maya Be'almo, it's not a full Vlad. Al Koponim, you don't have the shame Vlad, the shame Uber, until you reach the 40th day, which is the day that you have the completion of neshama and goof. According to the Maharal, the neshama doesn't come until the 40th day. According to Yosef Engel, the goof doesn't fulfill itself until you get to the 40th day. Tzuras Adam comes only in the 40th day. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.